Hey, it's Anne with your Coaching on the Go. We're talking abundance and we're talking different techniques that I've used to open myself to it. And there are a lot of little nuances, but I'm going to start to dig into them bit by bit for you, little by little. We're going to start with some basics. So what happens, you're in this life buffet. You're in your own life movie, and all sorts of interesting things are coming by. Like you're on a road driving, or you're on a highway, or you're on a country road, or on your bicycle. Whatever speed you're going, you've got things coming by you. And what do you do with the things that you're really interested in, that you would really like to have, and that maybe in another time, or maybe now, you feel embarrassed to even ask, because they're big things? What are you doing with those? This weekend, I was in a business mastermind, and my coach wrote me a note and said, they're going to offer something very elite here. You get to get in there and you get to become part of that. And when the my high-level business coach, she was presenting, when she started offering it, I read the note again from my coach. My coach's goal this year is $10 million in revenue. So these are people that I'm positioned with on purpose, because I'm expanding into a higher level than I've ever been in. And I can't share these ideas with everybody, because a lot of people are not open enough to even hear the idea, and I'm not interested in throwing that resistance in my own face. So I carefully choose who I share my big ideas with, because until I'm really solid in the idea, and even if I am, I don't want to tarnish my energy towards it with skepticism. So I'm talking to my coach. He gives me this note. I read it. It says I should step into 1%. It's a small elite group of people amongst these many, many business people who are going to go to the next level. And it's quite a chunk of money. Okay. So it's almost as much money. You could say it is as much money as I made at the top of my game as a teacher, just to be in this 1% group for the year. And then I have access to all these different high level business people, and I'm creating something big. So I went up to here. You know, normally I would have just knocked that down, because I would say it's too expensive, or, you know, whatever my old excuse was. I can't afford that. I don't have that kind of money. Whatever the excuse would be, I would have not even gone up, but I went up anyway. So then she started talking about the qualifications of the people that would be a good fit for this small group. And I don't fit the qualifications. They say that you need to be making a certain threshold of money, which I'm not. You need to have a certain experience, which I don't. So I listen to it all, and I respect my coach. He's an incredible human being who's creating on a big level. I went over and I said, I don't, what are you thinking? What are you thinking? Give me some feedback and tell me. So he shared with me that where I'm going, in a very short while, I'll have those resources, and I've got to step out before they're there, which I know now, and I keep trying to share this with you, that you've got to step out before it all shows up for you. The reason is you're being a demand for a bigger life, and you've never experienced that bigger life, so it's always going to feel scary as you're going towards it, and you're not going to have all the details. That's why the visualizing and things like that are so important. So he says to me, this is your next level. You've got to go there. And I had to check my, I filled out the form. She said, the one lady who was taking the form said, well, can I charge this? Okay. So can I charge this $50,000 to your credit card? I go, I don't have a credit card that I can charge $50,000 on. And then she goes, well, what about this number? So they have a breakdown of like 6 payments, but you have to pay an extra 10 grand. Who wants to pay an extra 10 grand? So I said, well, I'm making a pitch for my business in the next 2 weeks. If I'll pay this 10 this month. But I still had to check my credit card to see if that would cover, like, that, if that would be covered under my limit. So, yeah, I signed the paperwork. I felt super sick to my stomach. There was energy flowing through my fingertips. I felt upset in my stomach. And as I started to walk around and people asked me, did you join 1%? Because I still have to be interviewed for it. I said, yeah. And as I did, I felt the confidence that I felt when I was a little girl, or when I was really accelerating over my younger years of my life, when I knew that I knew that I knew that I was going to accomplish this thing or that thing, or that I was good at, that I was really good at this, or that I was really gifted at that. And I felt like I'm where I'm supposed to be. And so each time I'm asked to, I'm enticed, my life is enticing me to another level. What is your life enticing you to get, be, do, have? What? Is it a beautiful outfit? Is it an incredible handbag that's going to make you feel, or a portfolio for your artwork that's going to make you feel utterly professional, that you get and the feeling you have when you use it is so great every time you use it that it keeps propelling you forward and making you, you know, giving you the feelings of a professional? I want you to think about how you set yourself up either for feeling small, or you can set yourself up for stepping bigger. Take a listen to the feedback of people you really respect in your life. And also, take a really good look at what is being put in front of your face. For me, this high-level business group that's very that takes a lot of resources was being put in front of my face. I've never had it put there. And not one person, but three different people I highly respect said, that's where you get to go. So I took the coaching and I said, yes. And today I feel like I'm another great step towards my pitch for the $40 million project I'm working on, this conservation and in the retreat center. So there are reasons everything is coming by you. And when you say yes to it, or when you even consider it, like, let's say you want a particular car and you've been embarrassed to even say you want it because you don't feel worthy of it, but you're here for experiences. And if you want to drive in that beautiful car because it's going to feel good, yeah, you deserve that. You get to have that. If you don't want to, if you want some other experience, some primitive experience because you want that, great, you get to have that. So this is all, this abundance coaching is all about you, you know, satisfying your curiosity in life, your wonderment. I mean, the things that you're curious about, you're not curious about them just randomly. They're breadcrumbs to what you want. So when you decide to hack them off at the knees before you even investigated what it looks like, you're selling yourself short and you are stopping your momentum. So here's your homework. You find something that comes across your path. You find something you'd love to experience or have or do or be. And instead of doing what you maybe typically used to do, where you stop it because you don't have enough this, you don't have enough that, you don't have to this, blah, 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 blah. Instead of sabotaging it, your assignment is to investigate it, to dig in, test drive it, try it on, watch it over time, see what's happening with it. You know, do some research around it and see how it comes to you. Don't cut it off if it's something you really want. And that's your homework for today. I love you.